T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to introduce Mr. Mike Lombardi, our football expert. You can follow him on Twitter at MLombardiNFL. You could read what he's writing on ringer.com, and you can listen to his podcast at GM Street. And soon, he doesn't know this yet, soon I will be palling with him on the West Coast, because after I was out there for a few days, I realized that's where I got to live. Mike Lombardi's on live from the West Coast. How you doing, Michael?
I'm great, Angelo. I saw you down in Venice Beach. I knew that would be your place right there. I knew you could hang there at Gold's Gym and just watch them all, huh?
Mike, I got to tell you something. The yoga pants on the West Coast, oh, my God. What a beautiful time it was. I loved it, Mike. I loved it right until late in the third quarter when we lost the quarterback. And I know you've been tweeting out about this, and I want to start with this. Mike, you're the GM of the Eagles, and you got a great player like that kid who takes a lot of risks. How do you rein him in?
You know, the job of the organization is to protect him. I think that's the key component of this whole thing. Look, the guy has been in the top five most of the season in hits on a quarterback. You know, he's gotten hit quite a bit. And there's some times where, you know, you just wonder, can he get up? And you know, look, he relishes in it. Remember in the Carolina game when he was just going to go right in there and he was going to be the tough guy and battle and put his head down? He likes to play and he likes the contact. But you got to find a way to do a better job of protecting him, A, and B, trying to curtail his activities, because he is the most valuable player of your team. He's the most valuable player to me in the league this year.
But you're kind of changing his competitiveness when you do that, right, Mike? Because you're telling him to save his body and not get the first down. That's a hard thing for a competitor to deal with, right?
Well, I think the thing that's often overlooked about how good he is his ability to stay in the pocket and his eye level stay down.
Yep.
I mean, he's pocket prep. Like, he has unique ability to do that, and not many players can do that. I mean, his ability, there's a lot of stuff going on around him, but his eye level never leaves down the field. And I think what you just have to do is try to get him to throw the ball away and live for another play, not always try to make the great play. And I think he'll learn that. He has to learn that, because he just went 13 games of playing outstanding and found out he couldn't last the whole season. I mean, this wasn't a question of if it was going to happen. It was when it was going to happen. He was going to take a hit. I mean, it happens to too many good players. They take hits. And the ones that don't, like the Bradys and the Rivers, those guys who really can't move can stay healthy because they get rid of the ball.
Hey, Mike, I got to tell you, and Mike, I'll make this statement, because I know Mike said that comment when Wentz was entirely healthy several times. You kind of were already warning us, Mike, that this guy eventually, his luck was going to run out. And I'm just wondering, after he left, the Eagles still found a way to pull the game out. What was your reaction to that?
Well, you know, I thought it was their defense did a wonderful job. And look, Foles comes in off the bench. And anybody who tells you that the Eagles' offense is going to stay exactly the same with Foles in the game after Wentz left, it to me is just like, don't insult my intelligence. That is not going to be the case. As I've been making this point to you every Friday, they are the second team in the National Football League in third and six or more.
Right.
And Wentz comes out of nowhere and makes these plays and converts. Foles ain't going to do that. No disrespect to Nick Foles. He's just not going to do that. And if they don't get better on first and second down and staying out of third and long, this offense won't be the same. People are going to do it differently. Look, when you watch that game closely, Wade Phillips made it very clear. He was going to attack the pocket. He had no regard for the Eagles running backs and pass protection, and he was going to blitz. He lost a corner. It didn't matter. He lost someone else. It didn't matter. He was coming after Wentz because he felt like that he could attack the pocket and he could make hay. That's going to happen when you get into the playoffs when Nick Foles is back there, because people are not going to have the same regard in terms of breaking tackles and getting away from people.
Well, then it must have depressed the heck out of Wade Phillips when Foles made a brilliant throw to Aguilar that kept the ball away from them. You can't deny what a great play that was, Mike. That was a great throw.
No doubt. I mean, look, he made a great play. It was a great. It was, look, he had to do it. It was a great play. I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying, if you're going to live on that consistently, it's going to be very difficult. and they're going to have to find other ways to win. Their defense is good enough to win. Their defense turned the ball over and created the game and won the game for them, even though they didn't play as well as they needed to play the whole game, but they made the plays when they had to make it. I think that's what's going to happen. They have to get better in the kicking game. Look, the way you win when your backup quarterback comes in is you're going to dominate two of the three phases, and then you got to hope your offense doesn't make mistakes, doesn't turn the ball over, and give the game away.
So you're changing the game plan some on how you run this team at this point, right, Mike? You're being more conservative?
If you don't, you're going to lose. If you don't, you're going to lose. I mean, especially when you play against a better team. You're not going to go play Seattle. If you're going to play the Rams again, you're not going to play that same way.
Okay.
Because people are going to attack you. And you have to understand how people play you and whether they have. I mean, I'm sure Spagnuolo this week, who doesn't have, you know, has got some good players, but the team's kind of quit everything and they're not playing with the same intensity that they did early in the season, they're still going to attack the pocket because people feel that's the best way. Attack these protections, force the quarterback to get rid of the ball, force him to make great throws consistently time after time again, and see how it works out.
If you were running a team today, Mike, would Nick Foles be a candidate to be a backup?
Oh, I think Nick Foles can come in and do an adequate job. I think when you get to your backup, Angelo, you have to change things. That's my point. You can't run the same offense. He's called a backup for a reason. Wentz was the MVP of this league for what he did. He was incredible. The plays he made, you're not second in the league in third and six or long because you're just a methodical moving offense. And then when you convert third downs at the rate he was doing, especially third and long, it's remarkable, and I think you just have to compensate for that.
All right, now, Mike.
If you don't, you can't play the game the same way.
All right, now, Mike, here's the thing. A two-part question. What is, did you think when the Eagles had Wentz that the Eagles had a chance to win the Super Bowl, and now without him, do they have any chance to win the Super Bowl?
You know, what Rocco told Michael Corleone in Godfather 2, it's difficult, not impossible. You can't rule anything out. The defense is really good. It'll be difficult, but it's not impossible, but it's still going to be really difficult. I mean, you're going to have to beat the Rams again, or you're going to have to beat maybe Atlanta. You're going to have to beat New Orleans. And who wins? Why does the quarterback make all the money in the world? Because he's the reason why you win playoff games. Playoff games, and I think that game on Sunday afternoon that you were attending in the Los Angeles Coliseum, that was a playoff game. That intensity, that level, the level of coaching, the level of all that was playoff atmosphere. And I think if you can match that, that's going to be hard. But it's going to be really challenging to do that two games in a row.
If somehow they were able to accomplish that, Mike, would I then have to conclude that Doug Peterson did a fine job as the head coach of the Eagles?
I think we got to wait and see it, Angelo. Let's see how it goes out. Let's see how it holds up.
Right.
I think you got to take a look at how they adjust and modify. I mean, that's what coaching's all about, right? Adjusting, modifying, taking what the other team does. You know, you just can't stand it. Look, the guy played four plays with a torn ACL. Nobody's talking about this, right?
No, we did. We did all week. I'm amazed.
I'm sitting on my couch, and I told my wife, he's hurt.
You knew. Wait, you saw that?
Oh, I knew it completely. You can get my wife on the line. I knew it. He was hurt. His face, go back and watch the tape.
Right.
He was beat red. He kept rubbing his leg. Whenever a player when they get hurt and they're down and they reach for a part of the body that hurts, that means they feel like they're bleeding. They're trying to cover it up.
They feel like
something just happened.
Yeah.
So
Mike,
typically you can tell that.
Yes, Mike, if you would, please, could you put your wife on the phone? You offered, Mike. Mike, here's the final thing. And you know I love you, right? But I see you in a bad position right now. All right, Mike? Because if somehow the Eagles were still to prevail here and go deep into the playoffs without Wentz, the guy you have consistently told us was the number one reason for their success, I got to start to think you're going to like Doug Peterson more. That's where I'm going with. Mike, I have a feeling you're going to walk to the guy now.
Angelo, don't ever feel sorry for me. We'll be fine. Look, we're going to see how it all plays out. Trust me. We'll see how it all plays out. But I think that's really what it needs to happen. And don't let anybody tell you they're not going to change what they do. Stop, please.
All right. Let me just say this, Mike. I was in L.A. last week. I will never feel sorry for you. God bless you. I got to get out there. That's awesome. Mike Lombardi, thank you, sir, as always.
Thanks,
we'll talk next week. The great Mike Lombardi with some thoughts. And I'm not kidding. Rhea, I know this is weird.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.